From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump is under attack across the political spectrum for his failure to denounce by name the white supremacists who staged a rally in Charlottesville, Virginia on Saturday that turned deadly. On Saturday, the president condemned what he called the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides that resulted in one death and 19 injuries. But he did not condemn the extremist groups who organized the protest. Many of them are his political supporters who openly derided racial minorities, Jews, and women with signs and chants. On Sunday, however, the White House released a statement that said President Trump, quote, very strongly condemns individual hate groups such as white supremacists, KKK, and neo-Nazis. Former President Barack Obama and Trump's Democratic election opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, both condemned the hatred at the heart of the white supremacist movement. So did many Republican lawmakers who are normally supportive of the president. Trump's eldest daughter, Ivanka Trump, a White House advisor, said in a Twitter comment, there should be no place in society for racism, white supremacy, and neo-Nazis. We must all come together as Americans and be one country united. The president's national security advisor, H.R. McMaster, told ABC News that the attack meets the definition of terrorism. He described the car ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters that killed a 32-year-old woman as a criminal act that may be motivated by hatred and bigotry. This is VOA News. The top U.S. general is on the Korean Peninsula as annual U.S. and South Korean military exercises risk further increasing tensions with North Korea. U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Joe Dunford said his visit to the region this week is aimed at reassuring allies South Korea and Japan while building the military-to-military relationship with China in order to prevent miscalculations. Senior U.S. national security officials said Sunday a military confrontation with North Korea is not imminent, but the possibility of war has increased. This is National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster on ABC.
Our response is we are prepared militarily to deal with this if necessary, but we're taking all possible actions short of military action to resolve this very grave threat to the United States and the world. And that includes a very determined diplomatic effort led by our Secretary of State. And it also includes increasing sanctions, increasing pressure on the North to convince Kim Jong-un that this is not in his interest to continue this path of provocation and escalatory actions.
The political opposition in Kenya continues to dispute the results of Tuesday's presidential election. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig reports.
The Kenya National Commission on Human Rights released a statement Saturday that 24 people had lost their lives since the day after the August 7th election, and that they were a result of police using live bullets in opposition strongholds, like some Nairobi slums in areas of western Kenya like Kisumu, Homa Bay, Migori, and Siaya. Although it does not release casualty figures, the Kenya Red Cross stated that as of Sunday morning, it had responded to 117 people with various injuries since August 8th. The opposition has urged supporters to not go to work on Monday and wait until Tuesday for further directions. They also blamed some local news outlets for not telling the truth and urged a boycott of certain newspapers and television stations. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
A Syrian rebel faction says it has killed 20 army soldiers in a tunnel blast as the battle for the northeastern suburbs of Damascus shows no signs of letting up. A spokesman for the Falak al-Rahman faction says the operation took place before dawn on Sunday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Monitoring Group says 16 soldiers are reported missing because of the blast. You can find more on these late-developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from the VOA World News headquarters in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.